I didn't want to ruin my perfect homework record, so I pretended to be sick and stay home from school.
Sounds like you were worried about more than just your homework. Let's talk about pride. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I'm so glad that you're listening. My name is Zach. If you're trying to win an award just so that other people will be impressed with you, well, that's called pride. Now, there's nothing wrong with doing your best, but if you're willing to do something wrong to impress other people, watch out, because you're headed for a fall. Proverbs 16:18 reminds us, pride goes before destruction and a haughty or conceited spirit before a fall. Our story today is called Aria's Fall. Has anyone seen my math book? Asked Aria. I can't find it anywhere. But no one had seen it, and Aria finally remembered she had left it at Zoe's house. My perfect homework record will be ruined, she thought miserably. She always had her homework done at the beginning of class each day. Maybe if I stayed home sick tomorrow, I could make up the lesson. So the next morning, she pretended to have a stomachache and went back to bed while her family got ready for school and work, except for Mom, who insisted on staying home with her. That afternoon, Aria's sister brought her math book home from school. Zoe sent this, she said. She wondered if you were going to try to come to choir practice tonight. If you can't, she'll have to sing that solo part, and she doesn't really know it that well. Oh, no! I forgot all about the choir, Aria thought. I really do want to go, and I'm tired of lying in bed. So Aria announced that she felt better. Mom wasn't convinced. If you were so sick that you had to miss school, you'd better stay home the rest of the day, too. That evening, Mom found Aria sobbing into her pillow. What's wrong, Aria? Do you feel worse? Aria shook her head. I wanted to go to choir practice. I'm not sick. I wasn't sick this morning either, she said through a sob. I just didn't want to ruin my perfect homework record. Mom sat down on the bed. You may not be sick, but you sure took a fall. You wanted your homework record to be perfect so everyone would think highly of you, right? Aria sniffed. I guess so. That's pride, said Mom. Your pride caused you to fall, to tell a lie rather than let others see you as less than perfect. Pride is harmful because it causes us to hide our flaws and our constant need for Jesus' grace from both ourselves and others. Aria hung her head. I'm sorry, Mom. Mom gave her a hug. I forgive you, and Jesus will forgive you too. Trust him to help you let go of your pride so you can help others see how much we all need him. So how about you? Are you proud? Do you do things just to impress others? It's okay to want to look your best or do well in school or sports, but when you're willing to do anything, even something you know is wrong, to keep others from seeing your flaws, that's pride. Ask Jesus to forgive you and help you root out pride in your life. Then be honest about your shortcomings and your need for him. Our key verse, once again, Proverbs 16:18.
Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall.
And our key thought for today, don't be proud. Uh-oh, my dog Chester is missing, and I need your help. Listen to Keys for Kids Radio this August to collect clues and discover the secret code phrase. Then send it in for a chance to win a Lego Creator dog set that looks just like Chester, plus some fun Keys for Kids gear. Can we solve the mystery together? Join the search at keysforkids.net and tap search for Chester in the menu. That's keysforkids.net and tap search for Chester. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.